Welcome back to all our listeners, and I'm so looking forward. I have here one of my good friends and one of my sisters in Christ friend, and I'm here with Miriam. How are you today, Miriam?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Mahal?
I'm good. Tell us a little bit more about you.
My name is Miriam. I am 24 years old. I am a single mother. I am a believer. I am saved by grace, and Jesus is my Lord and personal Savior and my best friend. And I live in North Carolina, and my baby is 7 months old, too.
I know, and he is so cute. So, Miriam, one of the things that I ask my guests is, you don't have to be the exact date and time because not everybody remembers that, but everybody remembers the moment. Can you share with us, when was that moment you decided that you want to accept Christ as your personal Savior? And why did you make that decision?
Okay, so we're going to go back to my childhood. I was about 8 years old. I went to Billy Graham Library Park. It's one of the famous places here in Charlotte. I went with my brother and a friend and my twin back when I was 8. And we did, I forget if it was like the cross, but they had to reference with Jesus. In that moment, I really was told when they shared, like, you're not guaranteed a tomorrow. If Jesus wanted to bring you back home, he will bring you back home to heaven. So in that moment, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. It was a summer. I don't remember the date, but I knew it was a summer. And after that was all said and done, I accepted him as my Savior. And then I lived what I thought was like a holy life. And after that, I walked away from the church because I walked away from Jesus because I felt like he wasn't there with me. And I made lots of bad decisions. I made lots of bad choices. And I want to say I rededicated my life back to Jesus, I believe, early of 2023 when I found out I was pregnant with my son. It's when I rededicated my life and I started walking back with the Lord, and I wanted to make my faith more stronger and better. So I will say, yeah, there was like a long period where I was just not walking with God, and he was waiting for me. And after, I believe it was March 2023 is when I brought back my faith with Christ again.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And we know that we are all celebrating this Holy Week. So my question is, what is the verse that God gave in your heart for this Holy Week, for the Good Friday, and also for the Easter? What is that verse he gave you in your heart to share with us? And why is this verse special to you?
So my verse is 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. And I'm actually reading from the Easy version. I just love that version. And it says, but Christ, the Holy One, has given you the Holy Spirit. As a result, you all know what is true. And I believe God put that in my spirit and in my heart, is Jesus was sinless, blameless. He had no sin on him. He came to save the lost and everyone. And in that moment when God gave his only son for us to die on the cross so that we may have that relationship, it brought that part where it just says, but Christ, the Holy One. You know, Holy Week, and it's Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and even as the events come out to Resurrection Sunday, we have a Holy Savior that came. And this was willingly, because, you know, towards the end where he even knew he didn't even want to do it, but he was more than willing to save, even if it was one soul. And that really, when it comes down to like this whole resurrection and Holy Week and, you know, the Easter season, that verse is just so on my heart, where it just says, but Christ, the Holy One. And then as it goes on, it says, but he has given you the Holy Spirit, and we need the Holy Spirit every day. We need him more than ever. And now when we have the Holy Spirit, we know what is true, what is right, and what is wrong. That verse is really very powerful and very needed in today's society and how we view the Holy Week and how we should view as Christ as the Holy One who came and died for our sins.
Thank you so much, Miriam, for that verse. Yes, Jesus is the Holy One, and he loves us so much. Salvation is free for us, but it is not free for him. And I want to say thank you again, Miriam, and it is a pleasure to have you in the show today, sharing the verse that you have in your heart for this Holy Week. And you're coming back again next time, right? So we can talk more about your amazing testimony.
Yes, we will.
Thank you so much, and I hope you have a nice day and have a good Easter weekend to you as well.
You too.
And to all our listeners, I hope that you were blessed listening to Miriam's testimony and also for the verse that she shared with us. And now let us reflect through everything we've heard and listen to this beautiful music from our Spotify. And always remember to come to Jesus daily and to remember the sacrifice and the love that He have for you and for me. So don't wait. If you haven't accepted Christ, accept Him as your personal Savior. Take care, everyone, and have a good Easter weekend. And until next time, enjoy the music.
Your name is the highest. Your